WRUF Gainesville. W251CG Gainesville. From the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. This program is paid for by Weeby Marketing.
Well, it's a hard reality to know you're getting older, but we all have to go through it, and with it comes aches and pains with every single step, it seems like. But the good part is the pains are fixable if you take the time to stop by Titan MRI. There's lots of us out there that think we can handle the pain or it'll eventually go away, but what you may not realize, you could be ruining yourself for many years to come. So if you're just scared, don't be. Go see Joe and the crew at Titan MRI. Their entire mindset is finding out what you need to feel better, and the process is as easy as walking into the swamp and smiling. With an average scan time of just 10 to 15 minutes, you can knock it out on your lunch break before the boss even knows you're gone. Titan MRI is the only locally owned and operated MRI center in town, and their staff has more than 20 years of experience in the Gainesville community. And if you're worried about not having insurance, don't be. That's never a problem at Titan MRI, and they'll even have your scan read same day. So tell your doctor, refer you to Titan MRI, or call them at 672-6644 today.
Red 80!
He's still going! They won't catch him! Touchdown, Gators!
Inside the Huddle is on the air. Former Gators QB Shane Matthews and the Dean of Sports Talk Steve Russell and Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier are mic'd up and ready to break the huddle.
You asked for it, you got it!
Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Titan MRI, Silverback Concrete, and QC Kinetics.
The ball is loose on the ground, and the Gators have it!
Now, let's join Shane, Steve, and the HBC right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Welcome into another edition of Inside the Huddle. Zach Weiss, our producer today, alongside the Gator QB Shane Matthews and the head ball coach Steve Spurrier. I'm Steve Russell. If you want to talk a little college football with us, you can. You can call us on the Campus USA phone line, 392-8255. Fellas, interesting week. Not only one, but two SEC coaches have been fired since the last time we sat in these chairs. Very, very unusual. But that just got... And Coach, Mississippi State is the one. I mean, he hasn't even been on the job for a year, and he's gone. But I guess that's just the nature of the beast now.
Well, it had to be more than a 4-6 record. I think they had some dysfunction within the program or what have you. And disgruntled players or – I don't know what exactly happened. But, 4-6 is not terrible your first year at Mississippi State. So there was other things beside the record, I believe, that occurred.
Very unusual, Shaner, when you have it in the same conference. The season's not even over yet, mm-hmm. and two coaches are gone. But that's the pressure that comes with those jobs.
Yeah, there's no question, especially in our league. It's people expect you mm-hmm. to win. And, you know, the funny thing is it's the same teams that are winning year in and year out. You know, the Zach Arnett thing, it's mm-hmm. tough after a year, but I believe, you know, my Mississippi State people tell me there were some issues. But his mistake was – offense.
Yep.
You have the guy that's going to be the all-time leading passer in the history of the league, and you just change the whole philosophy. Just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, you can change that when he goes, if that's what. But I mean, that didn't make.
The Jimbo Fisher thing. Let me come in on this. I'm sure they think they're going to hire somebody that's going to start beating Alabama, LSU, Texas, Oklahoma, and everybody else. And I'm not sure that's going to happen. One reason I think Alabama beats everybody else is some people say it's called that word culture. They just believe they're supposed to. They got tradition, and obviously they got excellent players and outstanding coaches and all that. And those teams that are used to winning usually keep winning, and that's why Alabama and LSU are up there at the top every year. And A&M, they're just used to losing that one or two games by 3 or 7 points. The breaks just haven't gone their way. If they can find somebody to cure that, then it'll be worth that $75 million. But I don't know if they can find anybody to get them over that hump completely.
Coach, let me – because you actually did this, but you came back to your alma mater. Elko's name has been linked to Texas A&M because he did coach at A&M. And you're going from the ACC to the SEC, but sometimes staying where you are doesn't hurt. I mean, he's done a nice job at Duke, but you know, who does A&M? Money's no object, but who do they really go after? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with Coach. I don't know who they're going to hire there, because Alabama and LSU are the cream of the crop in the West. Now, the West is going away, but you know, and you still got Georgia. I mean, we know A&M has more money than everybody, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean you're going to win games.
All right, let's do our Play of the Week, brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union. Put some star power to work in your financial life with Campus USA Credit Union Play of the Week.
I don't really have a Play of the Week. I have a Player of the Week, and that would be Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, me too.
He did something that has never happened in the game of football. Unfortunately, it was against us. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if in my lifetime if that will ever, that record will never probably be broken. I think he's clearly the Heisman Trophy mm-hmm. winner. If he doesn't win it, it's a shame.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jalen Daniels, I think he threw for 360 and ran for 240 or something like that, first time ever. So he's got to be the leading Heisman guy, I think. But the other guy is this guy named Toby Schrader from Missouri, running back. He set some kind of SEC record. Mm-hmm. He caught passes for over 100 yards and ran for 210 against Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee looked like just an average bunch of guys up there in Missouri, and we got to go there this week. Mm-hmm. So hopefully
they're full of themselves.
Hopefully Missouri popped all the champagne after that game, and hopefully they're still drinking it. It happens sometimes after a big win. The next week the team goes bad. Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma. They go down, and UCF beats them 45-3 or something. So, teams can go bad after a big win. So let's hope Missouri does that this week.
Yeah, that's Raider kids. 5'9", little bowling ball kind of guy. But he's a good coach. I mentioned this to Shane yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm not great at math, but I did a little adding up. The last two games Florida's played against LSU, LSU's had over 1,200 yards in those two games.
Yeah, it makes it hard to win when 701, I think. Is that the first time Florida's ever given up 700?
Coach, that's the most that's in the history of the league. In the league.
Yeah.
Since 1907, huh? 1906, I think, was our first year. Yeah, that was a lot of yards they made. And, of course, Daniels is, oh, gosh, can he fly? And he's an excellent passer also. But, when you play against players like that, I wish we had a way of staying on the field a little bit. You know, give it to ETN. Gosh, he averages about 6 yards a carry, doesn't he? And let that clock run and eliminate the possessions of the other team. I'm sure that'd make our defensive coaches and players happy if they didn't have to go out there so fast. But anyway, we got two games left. Try to get bowl eligible. It's going to be some tough ones. Both these teams are, well, one of them's, 10-0. The other's 8-2. And top 11 in the nation. So we got our hands full this week. But like I tell the Gators, Billy Napier's going to be our coach. I mean, we can complain all we want. And I'm sure at the end of the season, he'll evaluate his coaching staff, evaluate everything they're doing, and try to get our program straightened out. I don't know what our record's going to be this year, but if it ends up being another losing season, it seems like he'll have a lot of changing to do.
All right, let's do our questions of the week, brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet and Cadillac. You can send questions to questions mm-hmm. at gatorshows.com. It's the regular season is rapidly winding mm-hmm. down. Willie in Gainesville. Gators made history in Baton Rouge. Never ever since 1906 has the Gator defense allowed more yards by an opposing offense. Is this the low, or could it get worse before it gets better? It better not.
I don't think it can get any worse.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, Missouri's got a good offense, but not.
No, they're not Jaden. And FSU's, their quarterback's different. Jaden Daniels is – I said this, and I firmly believe – I think he's a better – runner and thrower than Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Nate in Gainesville, did Daniels secure the Heisman, or is Bo Nix still the leader? Can you see Daniels making a late surge for the trophy? Yes.
Well, he should win it. I saw today he has more yards and more touchdowns than anybody else, and his strength of schedule is fourth in America, where the others, as Oregon and Washington, is like in the 40s and 50s. So I think it's a no-brainer.
I'm with you. Nina in Gainesville, how critical is it for the football coaches to utilize the transfer portal for next year?
Transfer portal, recruiting, we need to do it all, it appears. But then again, you look at Georgia, they haven't really hit that transfer portal all that much. I think 3 to 5 players, something like that.
Well, they're starting two receivers.
Yeah, they're there.
They pick and choose.
And Alabama doesn't have but 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many, but it's a little of both. The transfer portal has really helped Mississippi. I think they picked up 35 new players, and they're 8-2. But they're having a heck of a year. So anyway, we gotta do what we can in both those areas, I think.
Irvin in Gainesville, Khalil Jackson's catch was a catch. How can that be overturned? Game-changing call. Could that have changed the outcome of the game?
I mean, I don't know. It was a big play in the game. It looked like a catch to me. I don't know how they overturned it.
Mike in Kissimmee, you were the first $1 million coach in college football and the first $5 million coach in the NFL. Have coaches' salaries and buyouts gone wild? $78 million for Fisher is crazy.
Yeah, it's just so much more money in college football now. It's just the way it is. These guys make a bundle. Some of them earn it, and some of them don't earn it, but that's the way life is in the coaching business.
And we were talking about this, Coach, Shane and I, yesterday. The dead money in college football now is incredible. It's millions and millions of dollars now, and there doesn't seem to be any stop to it. It's going to be interesting to see where we go. David in Gainesville, 5-2 3 weeks ago, now 5-5, could be 5-7. How did Vegas get this right back in the summer? They set the over-under at 5.5.
Well, I thought they were crazy. I mean, again, I go back. We had zero business losing that Arkansas game. I mean, zero. But it is what it is. We are who we are.
Yeah, that is interesting. When we were 5-2, everybody that had that 5.5, you know, one more win, and they got their bet if they bet on our total wins. And now it looks the other way because we're going to be pretty big underdogs these next two games. But, I mean, they're winnable. Heck, we at times have looked very good, and times not too good. So we'll see how it plays out these last two. But, 14 losses in 2 years, that's about – the most in a long time also, isn't it?
Yeah. Asa in Jacksonville Beach. Mertz broke Tebow's all-time record for passes with no picks. Team's record isn't great. Where does he rank on Gator quarterbacks over the last 15 years?
Oh, over the last 15 years, he's right up there. I mean, I'd put Trask had a tremendous career, and then I think he's the next guy.
Might be.
Yeah, Trask was an excellent passer. Mm-hmm. And of course, he had the tight end Pitts,
Tony,
and Tony. Yeah, he had some really good playmakers out there also. But I don't know. You still got to go back to wins and losses and how that plays out.
Coach, this is good for you. Jason and Cedar Key, Sean Kelly mentioned the word wide open in reference to the Tiger receivers 7 times and missed tackles 8 times. How do you fix a bad defense?
Practice tackling, I guess. I don't know what we do in practice as far as those kind of things, but I don't know. I just think Billy Napier's got to evaluate the entire staff and the position players and make some decisions before next year.
Noel in Gainesville, will Bama or Georgia win the SEC championship?
Bama's playing pretty well right now, but I'm still going to lean to Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's always interesting when they ask Nick Saban, where do you think you guys will be ranked? And he said, well, let me ask you this. If we were playing Michigan or if we were playing Ohio State, who would be favored? And that is a pretty good question because Alabama's almost always favored. I think they've been underdog 2 or 3 times in the last 10 or 12 years. I'm not sure of that. But they are always favored. So that means most people think they're the best team.
Benny in Live Oak said, how'd the refs miss when Montrell Johnson got pushed into the Gatorade table, not calling a penalty?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get caught up in all that. I mean, we got some calls. We didn't get some calls. That had no outcome on the final score.
And I understand fans, because fans are going to look at the plays that they think affected their team as opposed to ones that the officials might have missed that helped your team. But I get it. Ethan in Gainesville, Harbaugh has now been suspended twice. Do you agree with his recent suspension for sign stealing?
I don't think it's enough if they were actually doing that and he knew about it. It's just not part of the game. I mean, part of the stealing signs during a game and stuff, people do that all the time. Yep. But the way they were going about it, I don't know if 3 games was enough.
Yeah, they went above what you can do as far as trying to get somebody's signal, which occurs during the game. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, if some guy that's signaling in the place that stands there and shows everybody what his signals are, that's perfectly okay if the other guy said, hey, I picked up the sweep, I picked up the pass, blah, blah, blah. But when you go video the guys and in other games and bring them back and study them, that is illegal and against the rules. He says he doesn't know anything about it, so we'll let the judge and jury take care of it, I guess.
He's going to actually go to the proceeding, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, he says he wants to be heard. So, let's see, Atia and Ocala. Coach, did you prefer deferring the ball till the second half when you won the toss? Is there a benefit to either?
No, we like to take the kickoff. We like to take it and start going most all the time. A lot of times, no huddle, especially here at home, because the quarterback, receivers, everybody could hear the audible and the play to the line of scrimmage. So we always just like to get it and take off. Now, it is good if you can get it to start the second half also. But a lot of times we like to – and we did a pretty good job of scoring right at the end of the first half. And then you sort of get an extra possession that way, even if you have to kick off, start second half.
Rock in Gainesville, the Swamp, labeled the loudest stadium, but Tiger Stadium was loud. Which one's louder, Shane, LSU or Ben Hill during the Tennessee game?
Look, they're both great venues, but in my opinion, Tiger Stadium at night is probably the number one atmosphere in all of college football.
I'd be hard to argue that.
Yeah.
Theo in St. Augustine, with the two coaches fired, is Pittman next?
Well, that's the rumors out there. And, you know, don't be surprised if Arkansas doesn't go after Gus Malzahn, because he's a longtime Arkansas guy.
Yeah, who knows? I thought Arkansas would beat Auburn, but I was dead wrong on that one.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, Auburn has come around. Hugh Freeze and his guys, they've improved as the season goes. And that's what you got to look at teams that do that. And that means the coaches are doing well, the players are doing well, if they get better, you know, as the season goes.
I told you, I'm a Hugh Freeze guy. Now, forget before. I'm talking about X's and O's offensively. Pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. Catherine in Jacksonville, love coming to the first year Coach of the Year award ceremony every February at your restaurant. Who was the leading candidate today for the award?
Well, the first year coaches that are doing pretty well right now, Jeff Brohm at Louisville, Jamie Caldwell at Liberty's undefeated. That's his first year there. Who else is a first-year coach that's doing pretty well?
Those two come
around. I think that's about all I can think of right now.
The Washington coach, this is his second year there. Yeah. That's about it right now. So maybe somebody else will show up here real soon.
Let's see here. I think this is the last one. Here are the top six buyouts. Kirby Smart. This can't be right. $92
million. That's right.
Jimbo Fisher, $77 million. Brian Kelly, $70 million. James Franklin, $64 million. Dabo, $64 million. And Matt Rule of Nebraska just got there, $62 million. Are agents selling the Kool-Aid to schools?
I bet they all have the same guy.
But if A&M can fire Jimbo, are Rule and Franklin fireable? Anybody is fireable, aren't they?
Yeah, they are all fireable. One time somebody asked me, would you rather have the money or the championships? I said, you can take championships to your grave, but you can't take money. So I definitely preferred the championships and was fortunate with all these guys that helped us win a bunch here at Florida. And then we won some at Duke, and finished top 10 3 years there at South Carolina and won an Eastern Division. So anyway, I was fortunate to have a lot of championship teams.
And you know, it's funny, James Franklin's an interesting case here, because when he was at Vanderbilt, I mean, he made Vanderbilt relevant, and he should always get credit for that. Mm-hmm. And at Penn State, they're good, but they can't beat Ohio State and Michigan. And so a lot of their fans are screaming for him to be let go, even though he's won a lot of games for
them. I need somebody to explain to me his decision-making on the two-point plays.
It's all analytics.
Coach, I agree. Whatever the analytics, they need to wad that piece of paper up or that notebook and throw it away, because it's very simple. It's either a one-possession game or a two-possession game.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it was. When it was 14-9, he went for two. Yeah. And I said, well, this isn't the last minute of the game, right. 2 minutes. Then the next, you know, the other team kicks a field goal, and now he's behind 8 instead of 7. So I don't know. Sometimes these guys, and those two-point plays are not all that easy. If you got a great one and you think you can do it, then maybe it's smart to do it then. But I don't know what the percentage is that people make two-point plays. I know it's under 50%. So.
Well, and a lot of it was like 2 minutes left in the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
How are you going to score twice in 2 minutes?
Yeah, all he has to do is kick the extra point, right. And it's a one-possession game.
Yeah, you got to make two to tie it, but at least you have a chance to tie it.
To get to 8, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take a break, come back. Much more to come. Inside the Huddle, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WYUF.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed up.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave and Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave and Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave and Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
Hi again, everybody. It's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly, for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. As a sports broadcaster, I've seen a lot of teams, and I recognize a winning one when I see it. That's what I found with my new friends at Quality Plumbing. From the person who answers the phone, and yes, it's still a live person, to the service manager, to the expert technician that arrives at my door, the Quality Plumbing team is second to none. Take it from me and trust these pros. Quality Plumbing, their name really does say it all.
License number CFC043073.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Carrie himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
From athlete activism to athletic achievements, we have you covered. Your home for every important sports story. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. And anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete knows you only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards, and that's why they're the number one choice. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. You have a question for the guys? Call us up on the Campus USA phone line, 392-8255. In the meantime, we'll trudge along here with our Team of the Week, brought to you by Dave and Buster's, where everyone's a winner. Dave and Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point. Team of the Week, Shane.
The Arizona Wildcats, Jed Fish has them at 7-3, and I don't know when the last time Arizona's been 7-3.
I'm going to go with the team we play this week, the University of Missouri. They beat the Mighty Vols 36-7. And Tennessee hadn't had a loss like that in a long time. Interesting, Heupel is undefeated at home, 12-0, and he's 4-5 on the road. Mm-hmm. So, and they got Georgia at home this week. I wouldn't be shocked if Tennessee gets it all together and has a huge upset. But I wouldn't bet on it, though. Georgia's Georgia's awfully good. Yeah. But Tennessee will be ready this week. They already got Dolly Parton doing some ads for them. Support your Tennessee Vols this week. Come to the game. So it's going to be loud and crazy there in Knoxville. So I'm going to go with Coach Drink and Toby Schrader, the running back there, had an amazing game. They're 8-2. I mean, they're looking at possible 10-2 and maybe going to Sugar Bowl, something like that.
Yep. And it's for Gator fans who are listening, there's a chance that that's a perfect example of if you hit it right, you get in the portal, you fill some holes, it can turn around pretty quickly. And they're good. Yeah. They're really good. Their front seven on defense is legit. The quarterback, I wasn't really sold, but the more I watch him play, he's pretty darn good.
Brady Cooks had a good year. They were booing him
remember?
The last couple of years.
Yeah. All right, Coach of the Week brought to you by Ruse Ogre State Farm Insurance. State Farm agent Ruse Ogre is your go-to agent in Gainesville and North Central Florida for the service you deserve at the price you want. What do you got for Coach of the Week?
Well, I got to go with the Missouri coach, Drinkowitz. I think he or Saban or Smart are actually the three in contention for the SEC Coach of the Year, those three.
Phil Parker. Y'all know who Phil Parker is?
No.
He's the DC for the Iowa Hawkeyes. He's been the DC since 2012. How they continue just shutting people. Rutgers only had like 127 yards of offense. It is fascinating to me. I'd go hire that guy if I was some if I was an offensive coach. I'd go hire him to run my defense.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know him if he walked in the door here, but Phil Parker.
Yeah, and that was the game, Rutgers and Iowa, where the over under set a record for low. And it was 27,
and it went under,
and it went under.
They don't. Nobody can score on them. Yeah. I just, it's fascinating. Now, the Big Ten doesn't play great offense, but still.
Yeah.
In today's world.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. Come back. We're going to do some of the games. Not a great week for games, but still some pretty good ones. Coach's Chalk Talk is coming up as well. The first of the Inside the Huddle, ESPN 98.1 FM at 50 AM WYUF.
Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruse Ogre has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruse Ogre has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruse Ogre at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-thru and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-thru open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
From athlete activism to athletic achievements, we have you covered. Your home for every important sports story. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, you'll visit the only locally owned and operated MRI imaging center in town. Call them up. Start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. Call today, QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. You want to give us a call on the Campus USA phone line. Talk to the guys, 392-8255. Top four teams brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on both sides of Archer Road. Enjoy juicy chicken, waffle fries, and more. Eat more chicken. Chick-fil-A, top four, Shane.
I think Georgia's clearly the number one team. And then I, in no particular order, I got Michigan, Ohio State, and the Washington Huskies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I threw Bama in there in the top four now. They seem to get stronger as the season goes. But also all those guys, Oregon, Washington out west, Michigan, Ohio State up in the north, and Georgia, Alabama in the south, those six. I think four of them will be in the final four.
If I had said to you in
– and FSU. I'm sorry, I forgot about FSU.
Okay. Would FSU be your five? Like, who would be your next two?
And this has nothing to do with them being a rivalry. They have struggled with all these poor ACC teams, including last week at home to a bad Miami team. They struggled at Pitt for a while. They struggled against Boston College. I think Alabama or Texas is better than FSU.
Well, they're still 10-0.
Well, that's true. I mean, they play who they play. But my eyes tell me. Yeah. They struggle against poor teams.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're right. If they lose one, they may not get in the Final Four.
Yeah, I don't think they will get in the Final Four.
If they lose one.
Mm-hmm. Coach's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Meldon Law, with over 50 years of experience. The only injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, Meldon Law, won't back down.
Okay, since we're playing Missouri this week, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite games of all time. I'm coaching South Carolina. We're at Missouri. This is 10 years ago, 2013. And they were undefeated in conference play. And we already had two losses. There was like two games left. But the game rocks around. Connor Shaw couldn't play. He said he's sick. He didn't even warm up. And so Dylan Thompson, who's a very good quarterback, just nothing went right. We're down 17-0 going into the fourth quarter. So I went over to Connor. He was on the sideline, suited up. And I said, can you play? He said, yeah, Coach, I can play. I said, well, get in there. Let's go. So he goes in there and starts hitting, you know, we threw a screen and went about 20 yards. So anyway, we tie the thing up, 17-all, and we get into overtime with Missouri. And they scored a touchdown their first possession. We get it, and we had 4th and 15. And I didn't know what to call. And Steve, my son Steve's up in the press box and said, Dad, last fourth down, they played two man. So they'll probably play two man again, which is two deep and under man.
So he said, well, let's run that fork play. Okay, our fork play is this guy, he goes in there like that, and this guy starts in there, but he tries to get up here, and then, of course, has the daylight over here. We left him in the block a little bit. We had to throw it somewhere down here. These guys are clearing out over here. We had to throw it at least 15 yards. So Connor went back and looked at it and hit Bruce Ellington, and we tied up, and we go into the second overtime. So the second overtime, we go down, we get the ball first, and had to kick a field goal. So we kick a field goal. They ran the ball first down for about 8.5 yards. I said, they're going to run the ball in the end zone. And then they tried two passes and missed. And so their guy's kicking the field goal. And I'm standing over here on the sideline getting ready for the next play. It was like a 30-yard field goal. Good kicker. And I'm a dang, he kicked it and hit the upright and clunked out. And we won the game. It's the first game I'd ever played and coached that I never thought about winning until it was over. It was a strange feeling. I said, I'll be damned. We have won this game. And everybody's hugging and this, that, and the other. And so anyway, the next week, we were hoping Missouri would lose to Texas A&M. They had Johnny Manziel then and all that. And it was a close game. Missouri held on and beat them 24-21, I think, something like that. So we went to the Capital One Bowl and finished 11-2. And actually finished fourth in the nation at South Carolina that year, which was the highest finish ever. But anyway, that fourth and 15 there, and that was the first overtime game I'd ever won. And then the next one we won was in the Swamp in 2014, the next year. But anyway, that was at Missouri. Coach Pinkel, really a good guy, a great guy, and he did a super job there. And now Drinkowitz, this is their best year. And they're not going to get to the championship game, but they're going to have an excellent season, that's for sure.
It's funny. Connor couldn't play, and all of a sudden the fourth quarter could play, right?
Well, I guess his flu bug or something was over. He said, yeah, I can play. He didn't even warm up. You know, he got on the sideline, threw a few balls, and jumped in the game. Sort of like Josh Dobbs coming in from Minnesota now. He's 2-0.
Yep.
He just joined the team 10 days ago or so. So sometimes all that, you know, preparation is overbuilt, I think. Mm-hmm. The day of the game is when it counts.
Yes, it does. Yeah. We'll take a break, come back. We got some games we'll take a look at as we go inside the huddle. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed.
Come to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill for the release of our newest private barrel Thursday, November 16th. Lugo's Risky Rum, double-aged in oak barrels for a distinctive and woody taste, is the perfect rum for bourbon fans. Join 125 of your friends upstairs at Visor's Rooftop for this exclusive release, featuring a special spread of our farm-to-table food, rum cocktails, gifts, raffles, and a meet-and-greet with Coach Spurrier. Each ticket includes a barrel of Spurrier's Single Barrel Select Risky Rum. Plus, every 11 ticket sold will have their bottle signed by Coach Spurrier.
It's going to be a great night. Get your tickets at Spurrier's.com.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave and Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave and Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave and Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-thru and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-thru open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
Follow ESPN Gainesville on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Stay up to date with the latest information, interviews, stories, contests, and events. We are 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators.
And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world. WRUF Radio App.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that build commercial structures with unrivaled quality.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. You know, Gator fans don't want to hear this and certainly hope this doesn't happen, but if Florida were to lose out, that would be, what, 14 losses in two seasons. Coach, I don't know how long it took you to lose 14 games, but it wasn't 2 years.
Yeah, I started looking at that the other day, and I mean, we averaged 10-2. That was our record. And of course, back then we only had 11 home games, and now we're playing 12 since 2006. But anyway, it took us, I think, 7 years to lose 14 games.
Wow!
But now the next 5 years, we actually lost. I want to say 13 games. 13 games in 5 years. So our last 5 years weren't quite as good, but a game or two of the first seven. But yeah, 10-2 was our average record, and that's what I'm proud about. Every team we had a chance to win the division, had a chance to win the SEC. Some years it didn't work out. Even the 97 team that lost to Georgia and LSU, that's only two losses they had all year, and they finished fourth in the nation. I like to ask people sometimes, I said, you know, in 2000 we won the SEC, but we lost three games. And didn't I think we didn't quite finish in the top 10. We finished like 11 or 12. And I said, and then the next year we lost two games and still finished third in the nation but didn't win the SEC. Now, which one's the best? And, of course, everybody just talks about, well, you won the SEC or you didn't. I like to say who finished in the top 10 had a really good year. And just about, I think, 10 of our 12 teams were top 10. Proud of those guys.
It should be. Games to look for, brought to you by Quality Plumbing. When you need a quality plumber, rely on the same company that Gainesville's trusted for over 30 years. Quality Plumbing, their name says it all. A lot of games this week are the big boys playing cupcakes because they have rivalry games coming up next week. But there's a few that we'll talk about. Let's start with Utah at Arizona.
Wow. Man, I'm going to go with Jed Fish and the Wildcats at home.
Yeah, I think I will, too. Utah still can't score a lot of points. It seems like Arizona's got something going right now.
Yep, I'm with you. How about Louisville at Miami?
Oh, I'm a big Louisville Cardinals guy.
Yeah, I'll take Louisville also.
Me too.
big game for them.
Yeah, that's a noon game, by the way.
Are they? No matter what happens this game, are they in the championship ACC championship game?
I do not know the answer to that. I think the answer is yes. But
I think they are,
but
I'm
not sure. Yeah, but don't hold me to that.
Well, my question is, if they upset Florida State, they'll be what, 11-1?
Yeah.
Or 12-1 after the championship game? Are they in the mix now of the 14 playoff?
Yeah, a lot of things could happen here. Georgia at Tennessee, 3:30.
I didn't realize Heupel was undefeated at home. I don't think it matters.
I think Tennessee will give them a good game. I think it'll be a close one, but Georgia is really a good team, well coached. Their players do not get full of themselves, so they'll be ready to play.
What I like about Georgia is that, you know, sometimes, and I think this is coaching, right? Ole Miss went right down the field and scored, right? Didn't phase them. Kirby got them together. They figured it out. They won going away. I think Tennessee, it wouldn't surprise me if Tennessee leads early in this game, but I think Georgia ends up winning. North Carolina at Clemson.
It's an interesting game if you're buying stock in Clemson, right? Is that what Dabo said? I'm going to go with Clemson at home. But boy, Drake May's a good player.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game. North Carolina has won a bunch of close ones, especially over Duke again last week. I'll take Clemson at home. I think Dabo's got the stock market going up for Clemson.
They're playing better of late for whatever the reason. And Carolina always seems to play 48 to 45 games, and they're close. I think Clemson wins at home. Okay, I'm just doing this to have a little fun, okay? Iowa is ranked, and that blows my mind.
Well, they're like 8-2.
Right, because they can't – but to your point, they don't give up points.
I already forgot that guy's name that was my coach of the week.
They're at home against Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois won't score.
Yeah. Illinois can't score a lot either, so
yeah.
Iowa, they'll win 14.
10-3, maybe?
Yeah, maybe 13-3.
Yeah.
What's that over-under?
Yeah, well, UCLA at USC.
Well, they're talking about firing Chip Kelly. I'm going to – UCLA has a pretty good defense. I don't know what – SC has no defense. I don't even know who's coordinating that now. But I'll go with Caleb Williams to win the game.
Yeah, I'd go with Southern Cal. Caleb Williams is due for a big game.
And isn't it funny, go back in history, Chip Kelly, you know, could have been at Florida maybe, goes to UCLA, now talking about getting rid of him. It's interesting. Let's see here. Since UCF got that big win, I'm only doing this because they're in the same boat Oklahoma was. Oklahoma State, they got that big win, went to UCF and got crushed. Well, now UCF has to go on the road at Texas Tech.
Oh, I like the Red Raiders.
That's a good one there because
they just went on the road and beat Kansas.
They did. Texas Tech coming home. Yeah, maybe they will be a little overconfident. Who knows? But I'll take the home team.
Yep.
Texas.
Was that UCF's first Big 12 win?
No, they had one previous to that. So it was their second. Mm-hmm. This must be called something, and maybe I can look it up. Kansas State at Kansas.
Well, Kansas is now in their third quarterback, right? I want to say the backup, the Bean kid, got hurt last week.
Oh,
they
boy.
Put their third guy in. I'm going to go with the Wildcats.
Kansas State. It's at Kansas?
At Kansas.
I'll take Kansas at Kansas.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. If it's their third quarterback.
Well, I know they played the third quarterback last week.
Yeah, if it is that, I like Kansas State in the game. Washington at Oregon State.
I will take the Beavers. They only have two losses. They're at home. Washington they've won a bunch of shootouts. I think Oregon State can control the football with their run game, and they got a pretty good defense.
Well, Washington is undefeated.
It's at Oregon State, though.
At Oregon State.
You like the home teams.
I know. That's going to be a good tussle. I'd flip a coin if I was betting on it.
Penix is good. Heisman, good, worthy.
Yeah.
But Washington plays a lot of close games.
Shootouts. Mm-hmm.
And I know the team is different, but I was really impressed with Oregon State when they played in the bowl game. That team is underrated, and nobody wanted them, you know, from expansion. So I'm going to go with Oregon State at home. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see here. Kentucky at South Carolina.
Oh, man. Both these teams need to win bad. I'll be like coach. I'll take the home team and Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler, yeah. South Carolina just got to make sure that running back doesn't run it down their throat the way he did to us.
Yeah, Davis.
If they can stop the run, South Carolina will be okay. Spencer Rattler is really a beautiful passer and excellent quarterback. He can move around. So they'll score some points, but they got to prevent that running back. What's his name?
Davis.
Davis.
Ray Davis,
yeah,
yep.
I think he went to Temple, Vanderbilt, and now Kentucky.
Yeah, what do you like?
I like the Gamecocks at home.
Mm-hmm. Gamecocks.
This is the hardest game for me to pick because which Kentucky, you know, have they sort of plateaued.
What are the two records of these two teams, Steve? Does it tell you?
Kentucky, I think, is 6-4. Is that right?
Gamecocks,
yeah, 6-4.
Yeah, Gamecocks are 4-6. Yeah. They need to win their last two, Kentucky and Clemson, to be bowl eligible.
Yeah.
But Kentucky's already got 6 wins, I believe, correct?
Yeah, they do. They're 6-4. So, that I'll go with because they're home. I'll go with Carolina, but I wouldn't put any money on this game at all because I don't think you know, Kentucky isn't as good defensively as I thought they would be as well. And I don't know what you're going to get with Devin Leary game in, game out.
True.
Right? You just don't know. Lastly, Texas at Iowa State.
I could be wrong, but doesn't Iowa State kind of control their destiny to be the in the Big 12 championship game?
They're 6-4 and second in the Big 12.
Okay.
At this point,
I'm gonna go with the Longhorns. I think they're gonna struggle, but I'm gonna take the Longhorns in a close one.
Yeah, Texas got a lot to play for. There's, you know, if you only have one loss, you still can win championships. So I'll take Texas.
Yeah, I just looked this up, fellas. In the Big 12, Texas 6-1, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Iowa State, Kansas State, all 5-2. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's all jumbled there with all those games. So it's going to be pretty important. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up Inside the Huddle for today. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit SilverbackConcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Carrie himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Hey Gainesville, it's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly here from my new friends at Quality Plumbing. They've been serving the Gator Nation for nearly 4 decades. Their team of professionals treat every call with the precision and detail of a postseason play with a championship on the line. And when it comes to a plumbing project or emergency, that's exactly the effort I want, and you should too. No job is too big or too small, and every call matters. Take it from me, the voice of the Gators, Quality Plumbing. Their name says it all.
License number CFC043073.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Coming up at 4, it's the Tailgate with Jeff Cardozo and Pat Dooley, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and on your phone with the WRUF radio app.
Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 8:30 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, no insurance is no problem, and Titan MRI has the same-day scheduling available. Call them up. Start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you have joint or muscle pain, you don't need surgery, drugs, or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics. Call them up, 352-400-4550.
We wrap up our Inside the Huddle for today. Coach, I'm going to do Spurrier Stories brought to you by Auto ER. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER, the hospital for your car, now the official partner of the Florida Gators. One of my friends wanted me to ask you this. He said, I've been always wanting to ask this of Coach. And so he said, would you do it? And his question is, what did you look for in a quarterback? Were there certain things you looked for at the position when you coached it?
What did I look for? Well, obviously, the quarterback has to be a good passer. He has to be able to do that. But he also has to be somewhat of a leader. I mean, he doesn't have to be vocal. Doesn't have to yell and scream and tell everybody. Just has to, you know, do what the coaches say and be in excellent condition. Seems like the quarterback, you know, everybody looks at the quarterback because he gets the ball first. So he has to set the example for the rest of the team. And all of our championship teams here, the quarterbacks have basically done that. And, of course, you got to be tough. You got to stand in the pocket and throw it and get hit. And back in our days, they let them hit a little later. They protect the quarterback a lot more now than they did back in the 90s, to tell you the truth. So, anyway, he has to be a tough guy. He has to have an attitude. You can't knock me out of the game. I know you're going to try, but I can take your best shot. Let's go. And just an air of, I call confidence. Some people like to use that word cocky, but a quarterback that shows confidence in what he's doing, it reflects on all of his teammates. So I think that's what you look for. He has to have the ability to throw and run a little bit. Our quarterbacks ran a little bit, not like these guys nowadays, but they could scramble up in there and get 7, 8, 10 yards, get some first downs. But the ability to throw, stay in the pocket, and make good decisions. Decision-making is really crucial for good quarterbacks.
Florida, Missouri, at least it's not a noon. Usually that's a noon game. Now it's a night game. That's not a difficult place to play per se, but this is a different Missouri team, Shane. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're very good. They're having a great year. That stadium will probably be rocking. I mean, their fans are excited. I think anytime Florida comes there, they get excited. So, look, it's another challenge. I mean, nobody expects the Gators to win the game, but you got to kick it off and see what happens. We may play our best game of the year. Who knows?
Yeah, it's we certainly don't have anything to lose except a ball game, so the guys should be relaxed and ready to go and hopefully play a whole lot better on defense. If we do that, got a chance to win the game.
You know, you were in Baton Rouge, and sometimes, you know, television doesn't. But I thought Florida, from an attitude standpoint, was ready to play and competed. Did you see that?
Yeah, I thought we played hard. I mean, you can tell if there's energy on the sidelines, you know, between series or when plays are made. And I thought we had great energy. Tate even mentioned that, you know, because he's always on the sidelines. So we played hard. We just – LSU's better than us, and they had the best player in America.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess also, Coach, when it comes to this game, they don't. Their quarterback is not as dynamic as, but nobody is as dynamic as Daniels is. Mm-hmm. But controlling that running back might be a huge part of this game.
Yeah, this kid Toby Schrader, I think he walked on from Truman State.
How about that?
But he is really a good player. I mean, he what I watched him the game last week, and he protects the ball. When he's about to get tackled, he puts two hands on it and it goes. And he's always going forward. He's got a body lean. He always splits the defenders. He doesn't stand up and juke around and get knocked backwards. Always going forward. And that's the way my high school coach taught us to run with the ball. But nowadays, these guys come and they dance around. They get knocked backwards. But this kid, Toby Schrader, he's fundamentally a sound running back and can catch it out of the backfield. Really a good player.
And low to the ground. Mm-hmm. Tough to knock down, I mean, too.
It's fascinating to think, though, this guy was playing at Truman State. Is leading the league in rushing in the Southeastern Conference.
You know, I wish ETN but get a game with 20 carries. I wonder what he could do with 20 carries or more, because he's one of the best backs in the country.
That's going to do it for our Inside the Huddle for today. Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week to talk about this game, look ahead to the semis. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in town for a night game. Sports Scenes next, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
When the head ball coach needed concrete work done for Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, he went with the crew you can trust to get the job done right. Silverback Concrete. Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors across the Southeast. Through time-tested know-how, exacting standards, and rugged workmanship, Silverback Concrete never misses the chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather, precision, grit, safety, and speed. Silverback Concrete. From river to ridge, swamp to coast, Silverback Concrete is your full-service concrete contractor that can get the job done right no matter the terrain. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to learn more. That's silverbackconcrete.co. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back. Visit silverbackconcrete.co today. silverbackconcrete.co.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle. If you'd like to ask Coach a question, email it to questions@insidethehuddlehbc.com. This show and the Inside the Huddle show archive is available for you via podcast at WRUF.com and on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle is paid for by Weeby Marketing and produced by ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators.
WRUF Gainesville, W251 CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.